Pour yourself a cold one.
Let's drink them, huh?
And listen to Russ Tucker break down the top college prospects on another tasty edition of The College Draft.
Yeah, it is Daddy Soda time here on the College Draft Podcast, which is presented by our YouTube page, which people love, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I am that guy, Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 7 years in my 20s, awesome temp job, Redskins, Cowboys, Bills, Patriots, even the Cleveland Browns for about a month. Got a bunch of media gigs now, including this Saturday, noon Eastern time, Georgia Southern at Army. Should be an awesome football game. Really looking forward to it. 2-6-2 teams. So get a chance to check that one. Two different kinds of option styles. It's gonna be an O-lineman's dream. Really looking forward to that. Check it out. Hopefully you checked out our YouTube page already, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. If you comment on any of our YouTube posts, you're eligible to get a cameo-style shout-out from your boy. That would be me. For whatever you want, for the holidays, for whoever, whatever you want, I am more than happy to do that. In fact, I enjoy doing that. Let's get to my co-host, because he's a rock star, Emory Hunt. You see him all over your TV, all over CBS Sports HQ. And how about this, Emory? Now, I don't know which game from last week he didn't take your advice on, but I get a text again from my buddy Bo. Went 3-0 on Emory's college football recommendations this week. Freaking love that show. What's the best way for me to post on your social media to get you the most exposure for the draft podcast? I haven't even gotten back to him on that yet. But dude, Emory, first of all, we're getting more listeners now because of this, which we should, and I love. Secondly, you're cleaning up. Now, usually we did 4 games, I think, so I don't know which one he didn't pick last week, but we usually do 4 for 4, and last week, at least the 3 that my buddy Bo did, all 3 of them came in cash. So how about this is a dual, you know, we talk about dual threat quarterbacks. This is a dual threat podcast because you get the awesome prospect breakdowns by Emory. You also get winners. You also get his picks and winners, which is pretty cool. You got to check him out on Twitter like I do, at FBallGamePlan. By the way, now I see Emory's doing Mad Dog Radio with Linda Cohn. I mean, just remember this, everybody, okay? A decent amount of you didn't know who Emory was before he came on this podcast. Within 5 years, he's going to be like a mega star. Mega star. And you'll say, I remember when he was only on the Ross Tucker or the College Draft podcast, like Greg Cosell, like Andrew Brandt. Somehow people come on my shows and become bigger stars than I am. I don't know how that happens, but it happens. That's what's going to happen with Emory because he also already is a YouTube star, Football Game Plan on YouTube. And then he's got that draft guide, which is the best one for my purposes. Look, people have different purposes. For my purposes, especially this year, the COVID year, it's all about footballgameplan.com/2021draft guide. Trust me, footballgameplan.com/2021draft guide. Nobody has the width or the depth or whatever it is that Emory does. Emory, how are you?
I'm doing fine, man. It's football week as always. And, you know, we got football games tonight, tomorrow, Thursday. It's like it's literally football every day, which is our heaven. You know, this is what we want. This is what we're going to get. And I like that the Mac has started to play some, you know, play games, but those games have all been exciting, every last one of them.
So I got kind of mixed emotions right now, Emory. It is nice to actually be home and see my wife and kids, but this will be the first week in 3 where I don't have any Maction. I had Maction the last 2 Wednesdays and loved it. I've got no Maction tonight, no Maction tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to Georgia Southern Army, but I love me some Maction. Last Wednesday's Ball State Eastern Michigan game was fantastic. It's a really great league. It's a very entertaining league. So I'm with you on that. And yeah, my buddy Ben Holden, my normal play-by-play guy, he's got some Maction tonight. So I'll be tuning in now that I know all these teams. I think I'm going to be doing, I don't know if it's official yet, but Kent State Buffalo next Saturday, Thanksgiving Saturday, and they're both good. Buffalo's got a couple legit running backs. Like, I'm looking forward to that one. So maybe we can even break that one down next week. But let's start with your old neck of the woods, Emery. You grew up downtown New Orleans?
Ninth Ward, New Orleans.
Got it. Ninth Ward of New Orleans. You know, for people that are unfamiliar, Emery, because you hear that term a lot, Ninth Ward, can you explain it?
It's like the way New Orleans is set up. First of all, Louisiana in general, everybody else has counties. We have parishes in Louisiana. And so I grew up in Orleans Parish, Orleans County, if you want to call it a county. But within New Orleans, there's the neighborhoods are separated by wards. And so, you know, there's, you know, 13 or 17 wards, right? So I grew up in the Ninth Ward, which is located around Pontchartrain Park and the Gentilly area. Like nearby me, like literally I could walk to UNO, which is University of New Orleans, or SUNO, which is Southern University at New Orleans. So I was in a nice little neighborhood where playground park grew up in, and really close-knit area to where everyone, matter of fact, my neighborhood and guys that I'm close friends with, nine of us went on to play Division One ball, whether it's football or basketball. So imagine the competition we had on the basketball courts, on the football fields, the neighborhood football fields, playing street football. Nine guys ended up going playing Division One sports. They'll put it that way. It's remarkable.
That is awesome. Very cool. All right, so let's talk LSU then. LSU plays Arkansas. I feel like we talked about this guy a little bit over the summer, and it's interesting because Terrace Marshall gets a lot of the love at the LSU wide receiver position, but I think this is the second time you wanted to bring up Racy McMath.
Yeah, he was a big-time high school recruit. And as is, when you go to a talented roster, you kind of get lost in a shuffle a little bit, but you're still the talented player. And if you notice, yesterday came out that he got a Senior Bowl invite. So once again, your show was the birthplace to a lot of these great ideas that people are starting to come in contact with. You're the Miami of Ohio of the podcast world. You're the cradle of talent. You know what I'm saying? Like how they're the cradle of coaches. You're the cradle of talent. This is the launch pad spot for everything. So, Racy McMath, tall guy, can play inside or outside, has good speed, good range. And, you know, he has a great opportunity to be the Robin to Marshall's Batman. And I'm glad people are starting to take notice that this guy was always talented, finally got the opportunity to showcase that this season at LSU, and he's taken off. So he has a great chance to really step up in this ball game. We saw Trayvon Grimes had a great day against Arkansas in that young secondary last week. I think McMath is on pace to do that as well.
Okay. For Arkansas, they actually have an offensive tackle. I like when you go with my boys a little bit in Myron Cunningham, who caught your attention.
Yeah, last year he played guard, and now he's playing tackle. But when you're inside a guard, as you know this, Ross, that says a lot about your quickness, your ability to really move well and get to the second level. He's very good in the run game. And I just think that how he's able to quickly get to the second level gives him that ability to really, if you're running the football and you're running his way, whether it's left side or right side, you can get creative in how you get him out on the move, you know, because he has that experience of being able to move well inside. And you watch him as a guard, you love his ability to climb and contact and clear out space. He has the ability to grow into his body a little bit more. I think he can continue to grow, add weight. And I think he's going to be a phenomenal tackle prospect too at the next level because of his experience playing inside. So I'm interested to see how he is doing from a progression standpoint this year, being on the outside as opposed to being inside where he was last year.
So if you look at this game, LSU's favored by 1.5. This is pretty tight, man. I mean, it's almost a pick 'em. LSU laying 1.5 on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. By the way, make sure you use the code Ross when you sign up. And a reminder that you are able to get a signed picture or football card from me if you sign up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app and send it to me, ross@rostucker.com. Send me a screenshot of that. You're an automatic winner. This might be the last week of that, so I would say get involved. Who do you like in this one, Emery?
It's tough, man, because you're right. LSU hadn't played in a couple weeks. We forgot what LSU looks like. And Arkansas just fresh off of a beatdown from Florida, which I thought it would be within 17 points, but Florida doubled up on that, beat them by 30-plus. So I think because of the layoff, because of the, you know, experience that Arkansas has, I'm going to take the Razorbacks here. I think Arkansas can get the job done. I just don't know if LSU can rebound off that such of a that long of a layoff and hit the ground running once again, and especially with the defense that has had issues and with Arkansas being able to throw the football deep down the field, I think we could be in for an Arkansas victory.
Got it. Makes sense with LSU with the long layoff. That hasn't been good for teams. And also, you'd like to think Arkansas will bounce back from that beatdown, but I guess only time will tell. Boise State against Hawaii out on the islands. My buddies John Sadak and Randy Cross will be calling that one for CBS Sports Network. Boise State favored by 14.5, so more than two touchdowns. Let's start with Boise State cornerback Avery Williams.
Tremendous athlete. They have him playing on the field side. They have him playing on a boundary. You see him sometimes inside as a slot defender, so they love his versatility. And he's one of the best returnmen in college football, punt returner. So that says a lot about your footwork, your quickness, your agility. What I like about him in coverage is the fact that he obviously can run with every receiver he's going to face. The only issue I have is you want to see him close a little bit quicker on passes. I think he's able to do that, but at times you see him allow receptions that, you know, I think he can really squeeze and keep it condensed to where it makes it a tougher reception. But you like that he could run with everybody. And so that keeps you in the fight, you know, as a corner. So I want to see him be able to close a little bit more. So, and this is an offense that he's going to face that's going to challenge him to really close on the football. And I want to see him make those steps. But as a special teamer, he's A+. Return game, coverage. I want to say he had a return last weekend, 2 weeks ago, when they scored, three non-offensive touchdowns. In a game, two block kicks and one, return for a touchdown. So special teams, he has a long career in the NFL. Coverage wise, he has a long career because he can keep up with a team's number one or number two receiver.
Yeah, I think that's well said. And I think especially when you're a corner, especially if you're at a school like Boise State, although they put a lot of guys in the NFL recently. Special teams are huge, man. You show that you have that value and can make plays. I mean, I was watching last night, Vikings receiver Dan Chizena is a walk-on at Penn State who is a special teams guy.
Here's the thing. I did the broadcast for the Tropical Bowl last year, which is in January. It's an all-star game where guys that are just missed a cut for a Shrine or a senior NFLPA, they go to the Tropical Bowl. And some guys have gotten called up. Stanley Oliver Thomas got a call up from that game to the Shrine game and ended up getting drafted out of Florida International. You know, so the Tropical Bowl was a really good event, right? And you saw the Penn State wide receiver was there. And when you looked at his, as I'm doing my prep for the game, looking up his stats and his film, you don't see any. I'm like, man, but then I realized he was like an All-American track sprinter, right?
Yes.
So he gets down there and in the game goes off two deep touchdown passes, ended up winning MVP because of his ability to track the football, accelerate to it. And he was a deep threat in that ball game, was outstanding. Caught a couple passes from touchdown pass from Tom Flacco at Towson. So I knew it. Then I graded him specifically on his special teams work. Because, man, if you're that fast, your gunner ability is going to be tremendous. And lo and behold, he gets picked up by drafted by the Vikings, makes a team as a gunner. And no one knew who he was, but we had a write up on him in our draft guide for 2020 because of his experience at the Tropical Bowl and sold me on the idea of him being a special team star, which he was.
Footballgameplan.com/2021draft guide. I bet you there weren't a lot of other draft guides that had Dan Chazen in there. I'm just saying. Now he's on an active roster playing on Monday Night Football. What about Hawaii wide receiver Rico Bussey?
Love his explosiveness. And you, I mean, you could cut and paste everything you're going to say about a Hawaii wide receiver and add it to the next guy. You know, because Rico Bussey is tremendous. And he's the one, that's another one of these great matchups you want to see, because I'm pretty sure Williams is going to be matched up against, Bussey. And Bussey has explosiveness out of his break. So that gives you an advantage as a receiver, because if you're able to maintain that speed within your stem and out of your break, you're going to separate from a lot of defensive backs, and you have that ability to track the football as well. So Bussey is going to be a really intriguing matchup. We're going to learn a lot more about the athleticism of Williams if he's able to continue on that upward trend.
So, okay, that's a good matchup. That's a nice prospect matchup. We had one last week where you could really focus in on the receiver against the corner. That's the one the scouts end up going and watching. What about the spread with Hawaii favored by 14.5?
Yeah, I'm going to lay those points with Boise State here. They're strong. With our, you know, when you talk about the three branches of government, offense, defense, special teams, that's Boise State. They're solid in all of those three. And I think when you're able to win in every facet of the game, you're going to win a lot of football games. And, you know, I think they're going to take care of business against Hawaii. I do have, I love Hawaii and what they're able to do, but right now this is a bad matchup for them.
Okay. Before, speaking of those 14.5 points, I should mention, Emery, that you can make that bet at DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code Ross. So, obviously, we've got college football like every night, Tuesday night, Wednesday. We have an awesome Thursday night game with the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Then more college football Friday night, I think. Minnesota, Purdue, maybe Saturday, NFL. I mean, Saturday, college football, Sunday. I mean, there's so much football this week. Make it a little bit more entertaining. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Ross when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code Ross to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Emery, next up. Ooh, Bedlam. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. I love how you match these up so often. You've got an Oklahoma State linebacker and Oklahoma running back. Let's start with the Oklahoma State linebacker, Calvin Bundage.
Run and chase guy, but very good at winning with speed. Like, he destroys blocking assignments. Like, if you're trying to pull, he beats you to the spot. So he's already in the backfield and bottles things up that way. So his speed is very disruptive. He's also able to pressure the quarterback in that regard if he's blitzing. As far as chasing a rundown, he's able to do that. Where he has to work, I want to see him do a little bit more so in coverage. And, you know, but this game, it's going to be about how he can defend the run, because I like what I'm seeing from Oklahoma and their ability now to run the football, because they're getting guys back. And we talk about a guy in Ramondre Stevenson, but Bundage is an excellent player. He's their leading tackler, but I like his speed. And he's 6'2", about 220. So he's that new age linebacker that can run and chase and be disruptive with his speed. And that makes him, to me, a solid pro prospect.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, Emery, it's like you almost want your linebackers to be lighter and leaner. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable how many college football games I do where they maybe have one linebacker who's over 225, 230. You know, two outside guys are usually like 215.
It's funny I was watching in my hotel room 2 days ago in the morning, just watching like old football plays and games. Right? I do that. I'm that weird. So I was watching like a Giants game from like 91, and I was looking at the linebacking core with, you know, Gary Reasons, and I'm just like, man, that's a tall, big group. But nowadays, all those guys would be defensive ends. It's crazy to look at what was the outside linebacker or inside linebacker in the 3-4 defense then to what it is now. It's tremendous to see like how the body transformation has changed.
Yeah, I mean, all those guys are like 6'3", 6'4", 250. I mean, almost nobody plays linebacker that size these days. Like Tremaine Edmonds, Van Der Esch, maybe, not many. All right, tell me more about Oklahoma running back Rhamondre Stevenson.
Reminds me a lot of Deonta Foreman. He's a big, burly back, right? So he's about 6'1", 6'2", about 225, 230. And I like how light on his feet he is. He has good footwork. He has the ability to work front side to back side with his vision. So he has tremendous vision in that regard. And he falls forward consistently, and I like his the underratedness about his game. People may see him as a plotter, but no, he has very good footwork for a bigger back. Now, I do think he could stand to lose maybe like 10 to 12 pounds, which would make him even quicker. And he has to do – even though he has quick feet and very good fluidity within how he runs – he has to be able to evade blockers more. So, he's still thinking in terms of being a big back. I'm going to try to run you over. That's fine when you have college linebackers and defensive backs. You can't do that at the NFL level. You have to be able to make people miss. I think that's an area where he can grow. But you saw him last week have a really good game, and seeing him get back into the groove of playing because he was coming off of an injury is excellent because he's a sleeper running back. Had a really good preseason grade on him based off the little – bit I saw of him in Oklahoma's offense last year. I was like, yo, he's a sleeper from a bigger school that not enough people are talking about. And I'm glad he's starting to get the big train rolling because he's a really good back.
What do you think about the spread? Oklahoma's laying 6.5, so just under a touchdown.
I don't know, man, because I still like Oklahoma State's defense. And yes, Oklahoma's offense has found its rhythm. But I'm going to take Oklahoma State in the points here because I think defensively, and football is the same at every level. We have a great offense versus a great defense. I tend to side with the great defense because defense can get stops. So I think we'll see a couple stops here. And Oklahoma State's offense isn't nothing to sneeze at either. So I take Oklahoma State in the points here.
Got it. All right. I like it. I usually like taking the points. So you're taking the points with Arkansas. The points with Oklahoma State, you laid the big 14.5 number with Boise State. What about the big 20.5 number, Indiana and Ohio State? You got a couple of wide receivers that you want to highlight here in terms of prospects. Indiana wide receiver, Ty Freifogel.
I've said this all throughout the week on HQ that Indiana just looks different than your normal Big Ten team. They look like athletically an SEC team. And when you look at their roster, you're like, oh, Florida, Mississippi, like Freifogel is from Mississippi. Like that's why it makes sense. And so Freifogel and Indiana has found over the last 4 years, these 6'2", 215 to 220 pound wideouts, and all of them have been excellent. And Freifogel is the latest one. He stepped up big time this year for them. You see him get better every year. He's going to smash last year's numbers. I think he went over like 600 yards last year. He's going to bypass that, probably crack 1,000. And he's a big playmaker. So his yards per attempt or per catch has gone up as well. So not only has he gotten better statistically, he's getting better as far as what he can do after the catch. I think if they're going to win this game against Ohio State, chunk plays are going to have to be made. And Freifogel is going to be the go-to guy. He has strong hands at the catch point. Very good acceleration to run after the catch, and is a physical guy too. So he's able to go deep. He's able to go intermediate. He's able to work short and then take a short pass a long way. So I like the completeness of his game. He's an improving prospect, an ascending prospect that we're going to talk about more so as the season goes on.
And then on the other side, Ohio State has Chris Olave. Feels like he's been pretty productive the last couple of years.
Yeah, very explosive, good acceleration, tracks the ball well, dynamic playmaker. I think he can get into that first round conversation because of his speed and athleticism. We see him just skyrocket up in the air for a football and has total disregard for his body. And I love that about a receiver. So he's not afraid to sacrifice for a catch. And when you have that ability, I'm going to always want you on my team. And he's a taller guy with speed. He's going to thicken out as he gets older and gets a little bit more strength and conditioning and nutrition at the pro level. So he has upside physically, but right now his game is still where it needs to be for a guy that is a premier prospect, I believe, in his draft class.
Ohio State's laying 20.5, Emory, against the undefeated Indiana Hoosiers. Are you laying that many?
Listen, Alex Smith is not walking through that door for Indiana. Neither is, you know, Anthony Thompson. You know, Randall L. is not walking through that door either. So if you're Indiana, yes, you can beat teams with discipline and execution, but that's hard to do against one of the top teams in the country. They've been getting by. They've been winning, but they've been getting by with some mistakes. They can't have any mistakes against Ohio State. So I'm laying those 20.5 with Ohio State. Ohio State is just that good. Indiana is good, but they're not that good just yet.
Wow. That's a lot of points, man. I feel like I'd go the other way, but I respect it. I also respect Emory's footballgameplan.com/2021 draft guide. Check out his YouTube page and subscribe. Please follow him on Twitter so you know what he's up to all the time. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL on every social media platform that's out there. We got the YouTube page as well, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Tell your buddies, spread the word on social media and otherwise that we are making picks and Emory is absolutely on fire. At Ross Tucker Pod is the podcast social media handle. Other than that, the keg is kicked. We are all tapped out.
Thanks for listening to the College Draft Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, Even Money, and The Business of Sports. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.